Keith Wagner, the head boys basketball coach for IKM Manning, joining us here today. We take a look at the 2019-2020 season. Wolves go 13-10 on the year. And coach, congrats. I thought this was a good year for you guys. You had lost a lot over the last couple of years, so I thought you guys went out and performed well. Appreciate you joining us and your thoughts on how you felt like the season went.
You know what? It was a really good finish, and that's what I'm most pleased about, because anytime you finish well, you feel really good about it. We won 6 of our last 7 games, and as I told the guys after the game at St. Albert on Tuesday, that, you know, 6 and a half out of the 7 games, we played our best basketball of the year. So looking back at it, I'd say we finished real well. Got off to a little bit of a slow start. Before Christmas, we were 2-5. We won our first 2 games. Lost our 3rd game to Panorama. We had a chance to win that one, and then we had an injury to Colton Brandt, and he was out for a long period of time. And I thought that affected us a little bit, just because of how hard he played, and the other guys kind of fed off the way he played, and we kind of got into a little bit of a rut there before Christmas, and we went into the break at 2-5, and then after Christmas we had reeled off 4 in a row. And so I thought we did a pretty decent job within that time span. And then we lost 4 out of our next 5, and then we finished real well. So I guess you could say had some valleys and some peaks, but we finished on a peak. And, you know, I know you're saying, oh, it's a peak, you lost your last game. But I always think, are we improving? Are we playing better at the beginning than we were at the end? And I definitely think we accomplished that goal. And just some really great kids, too. I think about that all the time. I think I've done it for so long. And what makes me keep coming back, I think the most important thing to me is those relationships and being around the kids. And we just really have really, really good kids.
Yeah, hardworking kids down there, Coach. And I think part of that is they buy into what you want to do, and you've done such a great job down there. The one thing, when I look at your guys' roster, you mentioned some of those lulls. You had some games in each of those that would have probably ended them a little early. You guys almost were 16-7. You had 3 games that ended with 3-point losses.
Yep. You know, I'm looking at things right here. We played Avoca on the 21st of January. That's one that just sticks out. I thought we really outplayed them till late in the game. We had a couple errors right before half on possessions that I really wish we could have done a little bit better job of. We lost that game 58-55. We play OABCIG to an overtime game. Had an opportunity to win that ball game before Christmas, the Panorama game. And I thought those 3 games, just one little play here or there, one little possession that we executed a little better. And then you're right, I think we have 3 more wins, and it wouldn't have been a really big deal on those either. I thought the 2 tri-center games and the 2 trainer games, we got beat. They just played much better than we did, and they deserved to win. The other game down in Exira, Elkhorn, Kimmelton, we did not play very well. I thought we kind of lost our way a little bit, and Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Xyra really played well, and they deserved to win that one too. So looking at these games here, you bring up those 3-point losses, and those were ones that, you know, we weren't far away at all at winning those games. So guys really battled.
Coach, you talked about how you guys started peaking at the right time. What changed and what started to click for you after the holiday break? Was it getting Colton back?
I think that was part of it. And then, you know, I think what we did pretty well of is just trying to stay positive, point out what we need to do better, and then just continue to work every day on a daily basis, and just keep grinding away at the fundamentals, and just keep staying in their corner and just trying to keep working and staying positive. And they, like you said earlier, I think our kids bought in and they just continue to work. And if you have the right attitude and you're coachable and you want to do well and you have good kids, eventually it'll turn. And I think it just kind of turned later in the season, and we had some favorable matchups as well. You know, it was really good to see how we played late in the year.
You always kind of go defense first. Played some zone, played some man this year. How did you feel like both of those worked?
You know, that's a great question, because there was a times where we played really well in our zone, and there's times where we played really well when we played man-to-man. And I've done that for years and years and years. I've just kind of done a little bit of both, and then I try to mix in a little pressure. I just think sometimes if you play teams, they get a little confused, or it's hard to get comfortable in one against one defense. And I thought we were good at times at both, and there was times where we kind of got lost a little bit, especially earlier in the year. I thought later in the year we were pretty steady. Trainer was a difficult matchup for us, and so was Tri-Center. And Tri-Center, their defense really kind of took us out of some things we wanted to do, and so that was the offensive part of it. But defensively, I thought we were pretty good most of the year.
Coach, five seniors on this team, going to be missing all of those guys, I think, in the future.
Oh.
We're going to start a little with Colby Keller. I thought he transformed his game a little bit this year, because in years past, I thought he was more of a kind of a perimeter guy, but this year got in, rebounded more, played a little bit more inside for you as well.
Yeah, he really did. He had a really solid year for us. He shot the ball pretty well. I think he's finished at like 38% on the season from three, so that's good shooting. I challenged him after last year. I said, Colby, you only got to the free throw line 11 times or 12 times last year, and then he did a better job of trying to be aggressive, getting the ball to the hoop and playing inside, and he developed his game. So really pleased with the season that he had.
Mentioned Colton Brandt, injured for part of the year. He's had that kind of a history a little bit, but when he's on the floor, he is just tough, a hard-nosed kid. I'm not going to shoot from the outside, but you get him mid-range and on inside on the post, he's deadly.
Yeah, he really did a really good job too. You know, I think the best thing about Colton is his work ethic. He just works really hard. He makes everybody else work hard. You know, he just has that infectious personality, too. Kids like to be around him, and he just did a really good job of setting the tempo as far as how hard to work and what it takes to be a good athlete. And he did a really good job inside. He played inside most of the time and really did a nice job for us. And I feel bad for him because, he missed a lot of games. He probably missed 6 to 8 games in there, and he's had some back issues too. And I'm glad his back held up for him, and he came back and finished his season strong.
Coach, was there a player that maybe made a bigger jump in his career than Parker Behrens this year?
No. We talked about that. You know, he played JV for 3 years. We weren't sure how he would do this year, but he's just a really good athlete, good jumper, and, he came out and really played well. He was about as consistent as anybody we had. He finished averaging about a little over nine a game, shot 47% from the floor, 60% from the line. I didn't know if I expected that or not, but he really played well. He can really feel good about the year he had too, and he gave us a boost and was really steady all year long for us.
Two seniors that came off the bench, Will Jorgensen would come in. I thought rebounded well in the minutes that he had.
Yeah, him and Ben Lingle, the two seniors that you're talking about, Ben really came on later in the year against Boyer Valley. He really played well. He gave us some great minutes. And even the last game against St. Albert, I thought he came in and did an admirable job too and really played hard and did a nice job for us. So I was really pleased with how hard he played. And the same thing with Will. When Will got his opportunities, he went in and rebounded the ball well and gave us extra possessions because he'd go get extra opportunities because he would go get offensive rebounds. And he has a great attitude. He just works really hard, just an outstanding young man.
Kyler Rasmussen plays the point guard role. I don't know if that's a natural position for him, but he plays it well, and he seems like a heady kid out on the floor.
Yeah, he really did a good job, and I thought, towards the end of the year, he was shooting the ball so well, and he really, against Boyer Valley and the first tournament game, he really carried us, and there was times during the year he really did a nice job offensively, and his pull-up game is getting better. He shot 43% from the three-point line on the year, so that's really good shooting, and 68% from free throw line. So he had a nice junior season. I think sometimes he's a little underappreciated, but he from other people. But we really appreciate everything he does, and he really works hard and plays with a little bit of an edge. And I really appreciate the effort he gave us all year long too. And looking forward to having him back for another season.
Yeah, he'll be a guy that'll be a leader for you next year. I think he's poised to have a big senior year.
I do too. Yeah, I'd be, you know, I think the way his mindset is I think he'll really work hard and develop his body and looking forward to having him in golf here in a couple weeks and then getting ready for the next campaign next year in his senior year.
You bring him up with golf. He's a heck of a golfer. Who wins between you two on the golf course?
he would beat me. Yeah, he would beat me. Yeah, there's no doubt. He would beat me. I'm going to have to get out there and keep stroking it a little bit. Maybe sometime I can take him out too. We'll see. But consistently, he would beat me. He's a heck of a golfer.
Let's stay with the Rasmussen family. Amos, sophomore year this year, I think a lot of defenses kind of had an eye on him, especially early in the season.
Right, yeah. He had a nice year for us. I think it was a really good, these first couple years, it's been a really good learning experience for Amos. We're trying to continue to bring him along, and now that he's gone through it a couple times, I think he'll just continue to get better, and he has a great attitude, too. Really likes to compete on the basketball floor, and average almost 6.5 a game. Like to see his field goal percentage get a little better, and I think it will. But I was really pleased with how he performed, and we started him earlier in the year, and then we brought him off the bench, just hopefully ease some pressure, and I'll put the pressure back on him in next year. But he really did a good job, and defensively, he's an outstanding on-ball defender.
Yes.
And if we can continue to get him to do that at a high level, I think he can really make it miserable for other teams' ball handlers next year and the year after.
And I'm always impressed how explosive he is on his jump on those jump shots.
Yeah. And now it's a matter of getting him to do it all the time. You know, sometimes he goes in there and just it looks like somebody shot him out of a cannon, and then the next time he won't quite get that same kind of explosion. So that consistency with that pull-up shot and with his three-point shot, we'll just continue to hammer away at that, and I know he'll work at it. He's a very conscientious young person, and he'll continue to work at that.
Connor Keller, another one of those guys that got into the starting lineup this year, can shoot the three, but also showed the ability to do some things inside the three-point line.
Yeah, you know what? I think he's a really coachable kid, and over Christmas break, we were just trying to find something to get us going, and we scrimmaged ESAC. And that was a really good scrimmage for us because ESAC was really an outstanding team. And I thought he had a really good scrimmage. And I was getting really frustrated during the course of that scrimmage. But one thing that stood out was how well he played, and especially defensively. He really made it difficult in that scrimmage and got him to turn it over just because of his effort. And so I really was pleased with his effort and how he played after Christmas for us. And, well, hopefully he'll continue to improve too.
Nolan Ramsey, a sophomore, saw some starting time, saw quite a few minutes each game. Future looks pretty good for this young guy.
Yeah, Nolan and Luke both, I think that, you know, it was his first year playing a lot of varsity. There were some up-and-down moments, but I think that's all part of the process, and hopefully those two will both continue to work on their game. They have to speed things up a little bit, try to work on there and get rid of the shot a little quicker, and I think one of the things they probably got used to the most is what is the varsity level speed. I think at times they did well with that. Sometimes they struggled, so they'll have to continue to work at that, but I know they will. They're like, again, I'm saying the same things, but they're really good kids, and they'll really continue to work, and they love to compete at basketball and all the sports, so they'll continue to do a really good job for us.
We have a few more kids to talk about, Coach, but you mentioned something there for a moment I want to spin off on. You just said you're saying a lot of the same things, but they're true things. The kids down at IKEA Manning, there's just something special about these groups of kids that are coming through.
Yeah, you know what, they're just, they're really coachable, you know, That's the thing, you know. When we tell them something or we get after them about something, they don't say anything back, or they don't whine or complain. Or, you know, you take them out of the game, they run over to the bench. They're not jibber jabbering or pouting, or that stuff just doesn't happen. And we wouldn't put up with it, but they just don't. That's just not in their makeup. So it's really fun to coach when you have kids that are like that, and this group was like that, and I suspect it'll continue as we move forward.
Coach, a freshman and a junior going to mix these two guys together, Cooper Earlmeyer and Brody Swearingen. Coop, a really explosive freshman, and I think this young guy just looks like a kid that works extremely hard, and then Brody, a kid that when he gets in there, he's going to bang, he's going to be physical, and he's going to play hard.
Yeah, he is. He really plays hard. I tease him all the time that he used up his five fouls the first 10 minutes of practice because he just doesn't back down at all.
Yep.
He really competes hard, rebounds well, and continues to work hard, and hopefully will continue in the off season. And then Cooper, like you said, really explosive young kid. We'll look to really lean on him as he moves throughout his career too. He's get a little more consistent with his jumper and try to get a few of these guys to get a little better handle so that they're able to handle the ball in traffic a little better and get the ball to the hoop once in a while when they take away that spot up shot. So, and Cooper will continue to do that too. So, and then one player you didn't mention is Drew Doyle. I thought he really had a good JV season, and Connor Halber, we're going to lean on him. He's one of our posts that played JV. So those two guys, too, along with Brody and Cooper, will be coming back next year, and we'll look for big things from them, too.
As you go into the off season, I know you're going to be coaching golf here soon, and you can't really do a lot with the kids till the summer, but what are some of the things that you're hoping that the group coming back next year will kind of focus on to get ready for next season?
Well, you know, we don't have a whole lot of size, so continue to work in the weight room and get as strong as you can, because if we start anybody over 6'2", somebody's going to have a growth spurt. So hopefully we get a couple guys to grow, then continue to stay in the weight room and continue to work hard and get stronger physically. And then I always think ball handling and shooting, and I know I say it every year, but, I mean, I always tell them that, I tell my little kids at camp, if you can shoot, I'll find a spot for you. So, I know there's more to it than just shooting, but basketball, as I've talked to, Kyle's college coach, says basketball is a game of making open shots. So you got to be able to shoot the ball too, and I think that's really something we have to continue to work on as well.
Well, Keith, it's always fun catching up with you. Still waiting to see you wear that Husker stuff for me someday.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think when I had this bet with my nephew, I said, I'll wear it when you beat us in football. Well, it's been so long since you've done that. There's no reason to break it out yet, but I know the day will probably come and I'll do it. But I always tease him when I get a chance. You know, it's just, I'm just kind of a Hawkeye, so you're just going to have to take it till you beat us.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I'm just hoping it happens in the next decade. That's all I'm praying for.
I know you do. Oh, shoot, that's good stuff.
You bet. Keith, it's always fun catching up with you. Looking forward to the golf season. I know I'll see you at some tournaments and some meets down there at the Manning Manila Golf Course. So we'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks for all the time here today and all the things that you did for us all season long.
Hey, thank you very much. It's just been a pleasure, and you just do a great job of covering all the athletes in the area, and you're just an asset to our area. We're lucky that you're able to cover all our teams, and we thank you a bunch.
You bet. Thanks, head coach again. Keith Wagner again with the IK Manning Wolves boys basketball team.